Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Kayla. My police service is called to locate your account.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
I don't have an account. I'm calling about a charge. It's on my credit card that I'm disputing.
Okay, what's your zip code, please?
38555.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
What?
Your first and last name, please.
My name, it's going to be under Lawrence Friedman, Friedman.
All right, thank you. One moment while I locate that account, please. One moment. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
My last social security number, you said?
Can you verify your address, please?
Oh, 1431 Highland Lane, Crossville, Tennessee.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for buy-ups, and your account is canceled. And how can I help you?
It has been canceled?
Correct.
Well, I'm getting a charge on my credit card here for $59.89. I don't even know what it's for.
Okay. Looks like you paid $1 deposit. Looks like you did. You enrolled in a sweepstake. Will you pay $1 to $5 and you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum? And you also roll in a meal plan app.
I don't understand anything you said. Something about buying different things. My husband must have done this because I didn't and I want it canceled.
Well, yeah, he's already called and canceled meal.
Then why am I still being charged?
You wasn't charged. He called, well, you charged for what you signed up for. He called in and canceled on the 15th of March.
And what am I being charged for? What item?
You enroll in the sweet state where you pay $1 to $5 and you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. You also enroll in a meal planning app.
It was that, must have been that stupid Dyson vacuum. Something came in about,
right.
I want one, and all I had to pay was shipping. I will not give out my credit card number for a freaking shipping bill. I think it's a scam.
Well, I apologize about the misunderstanding, but it is canceled.
So how do I go about not paying this $59.89?
Well, it's not refundable then.
Pardon?
What was it you said without changing your credit card number? I mean, this is something you agreed to pay.
I've got nothing for this $59.89. I received no item. So why should I pay it?
All right. What's a lot more money,
is,
please? Much love, woman, please.
Yes.
Won't you allow me one moment, please? Won't you tell me one moment, please?
Yes.
All right. So I did go ahead and give you a 35% refund, and that's the best I can do.
I'm sorry, you're muffled. I can't understand what you're saying to me.
A 35% refund back.
A 5% refund?
35%.
35. And I understand there's not going to be any more charges on my credit card for this?
Correct.
I don't understand why there was one this time, but I'll let it slide, but I'm not going to pay any more. And I never received any item.
All right. Well, again, let's see. This will be a balance app, so everything will be in your email about this.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help, and I'll wait and see what happens next month.
No problem. And is there anything else I can help you with?
No, just make sure it's off my card.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.